How long do you think until Jordy and Earn can get back to where they were?
Well, they've always had good chemistry, but Jordy hasn't been practicing, so it'll take a little bit of time, but it shouldn't be insurmountable.
Tom, what are the things that a quarterback who's been doing it as long as Aaron gets out of preseason games? What are four or five things that he takes out of them?
Well, I mean the preseason is obviously different than practice. Things move faster. Once the season starts, they move even faster. You get to the playoffs, and they move even faster. So regardless, I think, of how long you've been around, you need a little bit of work before the season starts. Aaron's been very sharp in practice. We haven't discussed what the exact play time will be, but I'm sure he'll play. And I anticipate that he'll be sharp, but you just have to really be moving around quicker than you do in practice. It tests your stamina a little bit more. You have to get used to that. You have to get used to the get reacclimated to the speed of the game, because as I said, it's different than practice, but at this point, it's like riding a bike. You know, you've been there, you've done it, you know how to do it, and you just have to go in and practice it a little bit and get ready.
Has the assimilation of Cook into the offense been about as well as you thought it might go?
Well, he missed a lot of time because of his injury. He was doing well in the spring, and then he got his foot injury, and it took a while for him to get back. And his first practice back, he did very well. He's done well since then, but it's still, getting used to playing with Aaron in practice. He's still doing that. But, he has a lot of experience in the league. He's a big target. He works hard. He wants to do well. He's always asking questions to Aaron and to the coaches. So he's been a great addition for us.
Tom, is it realistic? I know you haven't decided if Jordy's going to play in the preseason or not, how much that will be, but if he doesn't, is it realistic to be ready to go week one, tip-top shape, with no preseason reps?
Well, I don't know what he's been doing. He's been working very hard. He hasn't been out in the field with us, but he's been working hard. So I think he's in good shape. If we'd like to have get some reps with him, but there's a lot of history there. Jordy in the offense, Jordy with Aaron. So I think either way it goes, we'll be fine.
Tom, what makes you think this offense will be more dynamic this year than it was last year? What do you have that maybe you didn't have last year?
Well, the younger receivers have more experience. They played a lot of. Had a lot of reps last year. They played in some playoff games, so they've gotten better over the course of the spring and the training camp. Aaron is going to be Aaron. I think Eddie's played very well. The offensive line is playing well, and we've had different guys at different times, either at the tight end position or the running back or the wide receiver position, who've shown up, and we just have to make sure we do that. When the regular season starts, and I mentioned Eddie, I want to mention James Starks. He's had a very good camp. So all the veteran guys have done well. We hope that they'll do well, and the guys who are new additions, we hope they can fit in and give us a little extra.
What dynamic did Jordy and Jared Cook give you that you didn't have?
Well, it gives us Jordy and Jared Cook. I mean, Jared's been, as I said, he's been around a while. He's a very experienced player. Jordy is, everyone knows what Jordy's done for the Packers. And, we talked about it last year. When you lose someone like that, the next guy has to step up and do a job. But that person isn't Jordy Nelson. Jordy's a very good player. And but he'll have to work. He's started to get some reps. Don't want to put too much on his shoulders. I'm sure he'll come along and do very well for us.
Tom, I know there are certain fundamentals and techniques that the Packers like their quarterbacks to have and try and teach to those guys. On a rep-to-rep basis, is the same thing expected of the two young quarterbacks that would be expected of Aaron or Brett, or is there some kind of a curve because of their freshness?
Well, from a tech, there obviously is a curve. You want them to try to do the same things and try to look the same because it's the same footwork, the same reads. But Aaron's been in this offense, you know, for I don't know what the number of years is, but he's had hundreds and hundreds of reps on plays. So it's difficult for him to see something that he hasn't seen a number of times already, where the younger guys, you know, they can have the same footwork, but if they're not mentally processing it as quickly as he does, that's the point you hope that they get to. But as far as the fundamentals of the footwork and the fakes and things like that, you hope they look the same.
Tom, you've developed a lot of quarterbacks in your time here. I know you guys love Hundley and you're excited about him, but what is this doing to his development that he's not missing this time? I know he can't do anything about it, but you know, what's the damage or what's the issue? What does this do to him?
Well, obviously you'd like to have him in there in the games, but I don't think it's used the word before. I don't think it's an insurmountable problem. I mean, he didn't practice a little bit there for a stretch of time, and then when he played against the Raiders, he did very well. So he's that's what he did last year. You know, he played in the games very well, and he works hard in practice, but he seems to turn it on in the game. So you just like to give him as many reps as he can get. It's unfortunate that he's had the ankle. But, you know, he's taking mental reps when he's not doing it physically, and he'll be fine.
He was physically sharp in that game and in the practice last week, too. Does any of that surprise you? I mean, I can stay involved mentally, but to sit out basically 2 weeks but come back physically accurate, was there any surprise there?
I don't know if he was quite out that long. You know, he's worked in the spring, and he's worked hard in training camp. It's nice to see that when guys, usually the older veterans, when they have to take some time off because of an injury, or they can pick it up quicker. The younger guys sometimes can't do that, but Brett was able to do it fairly well.